Do you remember this morning?
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So a big day yesterday at Oatamba as Turkish Airlines landed with five Lion Cups.
Walking through the door.
All the way from Kiev in the Ukraine. And unfortunately, it's a worldwide trend. You know, wild animals end up in horrible conditions, tiny cages. So Lionel DeLange is the guy who reached out to us and said, listen, can we not do something to get these Lion Cups home? But it's going to cost like over 120,000 bucks.
But you will never be left behind.
Mazda came forward and said, okay, cool, we'll pay for the tickets. So watch this live as they're going to be let out of these cages.
Open the gate, please. Oh, there she is. Oh, my word. She's out.
I'm searching for the spirit of the great heart.
Home for Christmas, the five Lion Cups. Good job, everybody.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin and team, great on you guys for doing that for the wildlife.
6 to 9 weekdays.
Well, this morning there's a follow-up story to this, and to tell us more about it, our guest on the show, Jurg Olsen. Jurg, more, dank dat jy hier so is.
Goeiemôre, Martin.
Vertel vir ons wie jy het verteenwoordig and what you have to do with these particular five lions that we just listened to now.
You know, basically, I'm from the Ubuntu Wildlife Sanctuary. We founded that in 2016-17 and never realizing how big and important Ubuntu the name is and what Ubuntu means. From there, it developed into a situation where we've rescued since 2018 to 2019, 14 animals. I call them broken animals. And the Ukrainians arrived with us, and they had a very bad history. So that is what we do
As a sanctuary.
As a sanctuary, as a true sanctuary. We're not open to the public. We're not open to tourism.
We literally rehabilitate and look after and rescue these big cats.
Yeah.
How are these lions doing?
Ah, they're doing amazing.
Can you believe it?
You know, the male was, for instance, the four girls just completely overruled him. I can see that almost happening here as well. But
daily.
Yeah, I feel your pain there. You know, the last couple of months, he just came through, and he's this big boy now protecting his girls. And, you know, the psychological side of it, besides the physical side, they've developed so much, and they're so powerful.
So you can just picture this. They were in horrible conditions in the Ukraine for whatever reason, entertainment, brag rights, I don't know, whatever. And they were brought over here, and they have and now live in the African bush. In a lalelevano sus kata, sus leus, in the Bosveld. But there's now a twist. You guys now need to move.
Yeah, we the same as with so many other businesses and people and especially sanctuaries and so on. COVID hit us really hard, and also the landlords that we lease the land from, they've been also hit hard. And we had to find a new place in the middle of COVID. And again, you know, we're coming back to Ubuntu, and these cats, as much as we do for them, they do way, way more for us. They will do so much more for people, these broken spirits. I can't tell you how the spirit of Ubuntu burns in, they've lit that spirit of Ubuntu, that fire of Ubuntu, all over the world. The five Ukrainians, the other guys that's there. People doing things for people because of these lions. These broken animals came in, they're healing so many people. So, yeah, we need to...
You need to move now.
Yeah, we need to move.
Where you need to move to? Did you find land?
Yeah. Again, you know, the first rescue we did, his name was Adam. Big monster of a male lion. Hates me, wants to eat me, although I've rescued him. but that's what he's supposed to do. He's a lion, he's supposed to do that.
Correct.
And when we realized in the middle of COVID, we're stuck, we can't go anywhere. This one friend of ours that we've introduced once to Adam said to us, listen, you've got a problem and I'm going to help you.
Okay.
And besides, well, even though his business was Andre de Goede, even though his business was under pressure, he bought land for us in the Western Cape.
Can you believe it?
And he assisted us in building these amazing camps on that land.
That's a far move, though, from where you are now.
It's a long move. It's a big,
that's
big
a
move.
It's a huge move.
It's a massive, massive
and
move.
And I take it to move lions and tigers?
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, you don't tell them to hop into the back of the bus.
No, you know, the issue is, it sounds easy. The team around it that you first need to get together, all the technical vets. You can't work with any vet. That's why we're working with Dr. Peter Caldwell, the most amazing man in.
He's amazing.
He's
the best in the world.
There's nobody better than him. Mm. The things he does and the way he does it's just amazing. So, you know, you need to, when we move them, you need constant security. You need constant surveillance on the animals. The permit situation, the vehicles, the support team. It's a massive, massive undertaking.
And so there's obviously this diesel, it's vet balls, but also most importantly, it's a very specific vehicle. Dis nie net enige trok wat wat lewende diere in die eerste plek kan vervoer nie, maar natuurlik nou diere soos hierdie baie groot wilde katte, leeu's, tiere. And I'm hoping this morning that the right people are listening when it comes to these specific trucks that have the permits and the security and the insurance and the space, obviously, to help us with this enormous move. From where are you situated? Which province?
Northwest province. From the
Northwest province, we need to get all these animals to the Western Cape, which is not as easy as it seems. Nie soos hy is kat wat jy net in die kar kan laai of honde wat jy kan sê spring in die kombi en dan gaan ons nie. These are wild animals. These are lions, tigers. They need vets around them, specific kinds of vehicles, permits, specific kind of insurance. And of course, they're under threat these days, under huge threat. And the big news that I keep referring to, of course, is the news from Parliament, that Barbara Creasy is trying to push through a ban on lion hunting, canned lion hunting, which is, believe it or not, it's still a big thing here in South Africa, probably bigger than ever. And you ask yourself, how could something as cruel as that still be allowed and permitted? Well, that's what Barbara Creasy is saying. This is ongelooflik dapper en braaf van haar, sê jy, om hierdie te probeer doen, om 'n stop te sit.
Dis 'n massiewe stap in die regte rigting en jy weet, as jy kyk na die Afrika mitologie sê vir ons dat leeu's is na Afrika is na ons toe gestuur om oor die mense te waak en oor ons as a kingdom te waak en ons te heal en ons gesond te maak. En wat hierdie ouens doen, ek het nou nie die Afrikaans vandag nie, ekskuus. Dis despicable wat gebeur. En vir 'n minister om te kom en hierdie groot stap te neem, is nie net dapper nie. It's a massive, massive step.
Just in short, when we talk about canned lion hunting, and I know it was on Carte Blanche on Sunday night as well, this is basically when there are farms or businesses that breed lions. People then come in and pay money and shoot them.
Yeah. That's the one part of it. The other part of it is the lion bone industry. And I don't know if you guys know that during COVID, obviously, we didn't have any international traveling. So then the lion bone industry grew exponentially and massively. So much.
Why?
So, from the eastern markets, you know, the lion bones are used as
medicinal, and which is rubbish. But okay,
it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
It's unfounded, unscientific nonsense.
Yeah, it's I've got stronger words which we can't use on air. But you know, lions are being shot for as little as 10,000 rand at the moment by South Africans.
What?
Just to get the bones. Because the bones are worth about 70 to 80,000 rand.
And Barbara Creasy, our good minister, is trying to stop the lion bone trade and canned lion hunting.
And also the animal petting, the lion petting and the lion walking and all these
people can still want to take a picture with a baby lion is beyond me for Instagram. I mean, you must have some kind of reference, even if you're not a fan of lions, you can most now picture a baby, anything, animal, person being handled by 100 people a day is most, doesn't logic tell you that that's a bad idea? But anyway, talking about logic telling you it's a bad idea, it's also a very bad idea to charge people money to come and shoot something. And I have also dealt with the horrible side of these farmed lions that are so weak, undernourished and underfed, because let's be honest, they don't need to be fit and healthy. They just need to be shot. So it's horrendous. And that is also where our next guest comes in, because that's where I met him with exactly that story this morning. Dr. Peter Caldwell, renowned wildlife vet. Dr. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. Very well, and you?
All right, thank you. And you can back me up here. Often the lions that you rescue from these canned lion hunting farms or whatever you want to call these businesses are in terrible condition, right?
Yeah, correct. I share your sentiments about everything that you've mentioned previously. And from a veterinary and medical perspective, these animals in such poor nutritional and metabolic condition that it's almost impossible sometimes to repair the damage done. And one tries to just maintain and give them absolutely good quality of life without being pained. So that these animals have got the right to live a life being pain-free as well. And we strive for that. That's why I work with true sanctuaries like Ubuntu with Jörg and them to try and keep those animals in a really good condition and try and make them forget what they've experienced in the past. So.
Gentlemen, what is the good minister's chances here? What are the chances that she could put a stop to canned lion hunting and the bone trade? Peter?
Martin, we've been through this once before, previously, and where we've had a minister with sharing the same sentiment. The big thing about it is we haven't bared the brunt of most of the canned breeding and breeders yet, because they inevitably go to court. We can't take away their livelihood with respect to them saying to us that that's how they make their money. And that is the next step, is all these court cases, because we're nowhere near getting to the end and bottom of it. But I am so pleased and so chuffed that our minister, Barbara Creasy, is actually on board with us. And I truly hope that she's going to take it as far as it needs to be taken.
Yeah, so this is the time now for people who are fighting this cause to stand together, right, Jörg?
You know, again, I come back to Ubuntu. Ubuntu is Africa. Ubuntu is South Africa. This happened. This minister got the power to do this because of Ubuntu, and we call them Ubuntuneers. People standing together to stop this. South Africans standing together, not just letting it go. They're standing together to this good cause, and we will support this minister right through, because that's what she's going to need. She's going to need all our backup.
You need the best advocates and law experts in the country.
Absolutely.
Because we cannot, and this is not just not just targeting these breeders, but this goes for many, many practices around the world that come down to making money from cruelty, is that you need to now prove that it's cruel and it needs to be stopped, right? Because we as human beings, and South Africans in this case, and it goes much further than that. It goes further than just breeding, you know, for lion hunting. There are many other practices that need to, and I get that argument from them as well. You know, there are other practices that also need to be stopped then, if you're making money from something that is now deemed to be a cruel practice. And so be it. I'm saying then so be it. Then point out the others, and it's, whatever it may be. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere, and I really hope that that we can possibly put a stop to that. Now, getting back to Ubuntu, Dr. Peter, to move these big cats from the northwest to the Western Cape, as I've now said a couple of times, you don't just tell them to get into the back of the combi. It's quite a big thing, right? It's quite a big move. It's a groot trek.
Yeah, no, it's a big move. It takes a lot of knowledge and to maintain these animals for such a long trip. It's like a virtually almost a 24-hour trek from when we darted them to when they take get loaded off. And what we do is we dart them with a dart gun with a special tranquilizers, and then at the same time we give them lots of fluid subcutaneous and intravenously to maintain their metabolic function and also to maintain their hydration through the trip as well, because they're not really going to eat and they're not going to drink water during this trip. But so we're going to have to go from a medical point of view to understand that we've got to keep their blood pressure stable, we've got to keep their temperature stable, otherwise they get hypo or hyperthermia. And the drug that we give them as well is to mildly dissociate them from the environment, but not sedate them, and they cannot travel sedated. They travel completely awake, but they also got to be not stressed. And because when they're sedated, they lose their function of ability to maintain their body temperature. So they inevitably, because they're compromised animals and they come from a compromised environment previously, obviously Jurg and them and Ubuntu has done a great job in getting them into a really good health and so on. Ultimately, we still have to remember that these animals were coming from a poor environment, and we have to, from a veterinary perspective, maintain and keep that in mind and also treat them accordingly.
What a huge mission this is. I mean, so many things to consider. You also need to consider that it's a specialized vehicle that transport them. So there are diesel costs, there are vet costs. The vehicles also need to be insured in a specific way. You need to make sure that they are awake, but obviously you don't want to stop at the quick shop, you know, with the lion that on the loose. So a massive, very expensive exercise. You're talking here well over 100,000 rand for that kind of move. It is something quite big and very specialized. We do support what you do. Jurg, your kind of sanctuaries, you're not a petting zoo. No. You literally rehab and save these animals from a horrible life. They deserve to be in the bushveld. I'm sorry that you have to move in the first place, but I'm glad that you found another space in the Western Cape, and apparently it's fantastic. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and honestly, it's still South Africa for us. It's
of course.
You know, I was working there for the past 4 months, and the station I listened to was Jacaranda on my cell phone.
Thank you.
It's massively expensive. It's the stress involved with this, but you know, it will happen. It's that's the way we are.
Well,
it's just who
it will happen. You're a Good Morning Angels, so that's our responsibility from here to try and make it happen. And I tell you, when I say we, I mean the people that listen to the show, like Marius Botha van Nelspruit. Marius, goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit?
Goeiemôre, Martin. Gaan goed, dankie.
Hoorie, dankie dat jy geluister het volgende. Ek is verskriklik bly daaroor. Sê gou vir my, julle is ook groot liefhebbers van diere, wilde diere, Suid-Afrika, as ek reg.
Ja, nee, ons bly in die Laagveld, so ons is naby aan die Kreerpark. Dis maar een van ons baie hartsplekke wat ons kan besoek.
En jy het geluister vanoggend, en sê gou vir my, hoe kan julle help?
Namens Univis, ons is 'n internetdiensverskaffer. Ons wil graag R20,000 pledge vir die groot. En ek dink dit is net 'n klein bydra, maar glo dit sal baie help. Ons gaan ook 'n paar voertuie sponsor vir die groot trek, so en die diesel en die drivers.
En dit is, these are specialized vehicles.
Ja, dit is voertuie wat die diere kan, die rakke sal daar aanpas. So hulle het ons die maters deurgegee. En ja, ons is baie opgewonde vir die groot trek.
So there we go, gentlemen. The vehicles are sponsored, the diesel, plus 20,000 rand towards some other costs. Jurg, hoe voel jy?
I want to say that...
I cry every Wednesday morning. It's fine. I'm the man that cries the most on South African radio.
I want to say that this is what these lions have taught me. They've taught me that we take care of each other. And Marius, I don't know what to say. Thank you, man.
Yes, ons verstaan hoe jy voel. Maar ons glo dit gaan 'n groot sukses wees, en ons is baie bly om betrokke te wees. En ja, ons sien julle volgende naweek. Ek en my vriend Desmond Cobie gaan self agter die stuur sit, so
wow.
'n wonderlike experience.
Marius, bless you, baie dankie. Maatskappy se naam is weer Univis, beskryf.
Univis, ja, ons is 'n diensverskaffer in die hele Laagveld en ook in Limpopo, so ons is baie naby aan hierdie groot news en ons hou van gedra.
Dit is fantasties, mense in Limpopo en Mpumalanga ondersteun Uniwisp internet fiber services. Marius Botha, jy moet vir ons foto's neem en video's. Ons gaan met julle praat ook. The big trek from the northwest to the Western Cape made possible by you guys. Sjoe, baie dankie Marius.
Sjoe.
Baie dankie.
Dankie, Marius.
Dr. Peter, some good news on a Wednesday morning, right?
Fantastic. Thank you to you and your Good Morning Angels team. I'm really impressed and very happy to hear that. Thanks so much, Martin. And thank you to all the listeners.
You're most welcome. We have the most generous and kind and compassionate listeners in the whole world. And that is why I look forward to coming to work. So, Dr. Peter, all the best for the big track. We'll definitely send our cameras along and report back to everybody. It's exciting and it's daunting and it's complicated at the same time. But it's for a fantastic cause. Jurg, lekker om weer vir jou te sien. Bye bye, dankie dat jy kom kuier het. Gelukkig gaan ons jou terugstuur na hy Lewis toe met 'n bietjie goeie nuus en alles van die beste met die groot trek, man. Ons sal vir julle kom kuier aan die Weskaap.
Fantasties. Ek het volgende kom sit met niks nie en kyk waar my stap ons weg. Amazing. Dankie.
Good job, Angels. Great job. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.